It took us long.
Okay. So again, just speaking, you're not to take a thing for refuah, right? We know mikseh choli is always the issue on Shabbos. Obviously, a person who's choli, Hashem b'sakana, you take refuah. Obviously, pshita, person, you're not going to take refuah, but you're in this like, kind of like the stage that a lot of people are at in Toronto, you know, everyone has a cold, right? Not like, you know, lying in bed and you're not going to school, you're not going to work, you're not going to shul, but you're like complaining a little, sniffling a little, right? So that's like the danger zone when it comes to refuah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take refuah, but you would be allowed to if it's also a drink, right? If I also drink this item, it tastes good. So that's why it says here, shosin zesim amitzri, because it's also mashke. And kol mashke and shosim adam refuah. So it's like having, I guess, analogous to having tea on Shabbos, right? I don't feel well, I'm having a tea, maybe a little less so. Because tea, mom,
there's going to be something like, maybe those cough candies that people eat for fun.
Right. Cough candies are interesting. Do people cough candies for, people do that tough cough candies for fun?
Yes.
They taste good. Some taste good. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What are they called?
Halls,
I don't know that.
Ricola.
They're Vashkacha. Let's stick to ones that are Vashkacha. Again? Ricola. All right. On this, so that's a bracket. I'm not interested in refuah and Shabbos. I mean, I am interested, but not for now. And back to the Gemara. But the problem is, I don't understand. How are you telling me that you're allowed to stir up Shashis on Shabbos? That's what we care about, right? Va'amart in Govlin. You just say you're not going to be Govlin. So if I'm allowed to stir up, remember, what's our Shashis over here? It's this flour, it's this cauliflower oil. We're going to see, actually, there might be some vinegar in there. Water concoction. It's like a paste. It's like a doughish, right? It's like doughy a little, right? Concoction, what?
Like pudding.
Yeah, like a pudding, something. No. We're not look, Kasha, not a problem. Because why? We're going to make a distinction. Habavaha biraka. One is thick and one is thin. So now, stop. Oh, sorry. Let's finish this line. And therefore, that's a shinui. Meaning, what's the shinui?
It's about to say what the shinui is.
What?
They're about to say what the shinui is.
Ah. So, meaning you're allowed to do with the shinui. Right?
That's
right.
You're allowed to make it thick with the
shinui? Ah. Very good. So what's it trying to say here? Is this thick or this? What's shashis? Is shashis thick or shashis thin?
It's gotta be thin.
And what happened to what we were saying? Oh, yad, oh, yad. This we didn't get to last week. This is new territory.
Yad, yad is when you.
So yad, yad is what? A little bit at a time.
Well, there's kneading and mixing.
Okay.
Kneading is yad, yad, yad.
So when it comes to kneading, if I do yad, 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 al yad, that's the language, right? Yad, al yad, which is basically a little bit at a time. But again, when am I allowed to do yad, al yad? What's the case of yad, al yad? Goiva, which is kneading, and what am I kneading?
Same thing.
More sun. Right?
Yeah.
Meaning, Kali Morsan, like a brand, right? Meaning, sandwich is love bar gibel. Mm-hmm. Would yada yad work for kamach and water? No. Okay. So that's gonna be very important. When do we allow the shinui to work? Only in a derabanan. So I have a derabanan situation of an item. It's not really an item which is needed. It doesn't really combine so well. It doesn't really, whatever. It's not a real great dough. That you'd be allowed to do a little bit at a time. Now we're talking about, that's one case. Now we're talking about a second case. And what is this case? This is talking about stirring shastis on Shabbos. So what do we do? How do we do it stirring shashis on Shabbos? We're allowed to do it. And on this, we make a distinction in Vamart Ingol. And he said, you're not allowed to do Goyfo. No, one's thick, one's thin. So, does that mean with a thick chassis, you're not allowed to do it with a shinoi?
When we say Bahamar and Engelfen, which who are we quoting here? Is it the
So that's a Bryce in the bottom of the page. Turner Bun and Engelfen.
But it's not the Asham room.
What?
It's not the Asham room.
No, not the Asham room.
We were just in the Asham room.
Okay. So now what's important here is that now we're going to the opinion that says Engelfen, because remember, at the bottom of the Amud before it was referred to a case of. It said, is it Machlega? Some people say yes, some people say no. But this line seems to be saying what? What's this line saying over here? No one argues. Right? Meaning, we have a case, this case that's quoted on line 1, 2, 3, 2 and 3, it seems to be everyone agrees. It seems to me that everyone agrees that what? You're allowed to stir Shasta B'Shabbos. But what are you talking about? What did we see at the bottom of the previous Amud? There's an opinion. There's a Machlokas. So how could it be that one Bryce that says there's an opinion that says Engelfen, and all of a sudden there's someone who says, this seems to be a blanket statement. It is a... Everyone agrees. There are no dissenters. We had dissenters in the previous Amud. How come no one here pipes up and says, no, you know? Okay, on that the Gemara says, so again, in a situation where we say what? V'yesh Armin Govlin, who says you're allowed to do it, that's a case of
thick.
But when it comes to a case of thin, everyone, the cool, even Rabbi the most, stringent, it appeared that even Rabbi, the most machmer, holds. Let's go through this case. In the case of Morsan, thin, you can stir the chatchila.
But don't you still need the shinui?
With the shinui. Okay? Right? That's what it seems to be saying. Okay, let's do that inside one more time. There's a lot of balls we're trying to juggle here, right? So the Gemara now is flipping to the other side. So again, let's read that line again. V'amart Engelfen. You said Engelfen. That's what we've just read before. But wait a second. That's a Ferdava. That the previous case of Nosim Mine the Morson was referring to a case of Ave, thick bran and water. This case over here is a Baraka. Okay, and again, you got to do with a shinui. Okay, now the Gemara says, Hechem Mishan. Okay, please tell me an example of a shinui. Answer. Listen. On Tuesday, what do? You throw down the chometz. By the way, we see here, I guess, that chassis also has chometz in it. Okay, even though Rashi before didn't identify as chometz, he said, Shemen Melach. My Melach, I guess, there's also a vinegar version of this concoction. But again, think about it. I guess this was like the salatim. This was like the dips that people would dip their bread into, maybe a little bit of, right? There's no sweet onion, avocado, guacamole, spicy dips, right? They didn't have those things there in those days. Like, this is what they had. It's chassis, right? You could bring it back, start a new market item, food. Yeah, go have a meal based on what they ate the times of the Mishnah. That'd be interesting, no? Have like a Mishnah, that'd be cool. It's a good permissive idea, right? Everything in this meal is going to be foods from the times of the Mishnah.
Yeah,
do
it.
Undiluted wine. No mavushal, right? No mavushal. Yeah, only undiluted wine. You have like the thick grapes. You have. Yeah. You can't even get that. You gotta make it. Better start now if you want your wine for Pesach.
That'd be a lot of bread, probably.
Right, a lot of bread, oil, vinegar, okay? So there we go. You can make the drink, you can make this.
They're still eating sushi back in Japan.
You think that's sushi? Yeah. Zaytun, you can serve Zaytun. Zaytun with Mitzri. Again. So you use the ovens, you have to find, you know, the tanur. Okay. It's a good project. I don't know practically it is, but okay, but the.
I listen to Bela.
What? Yeah, I guess you gotta get some Bela. Yeah, you do. You know, I mean, gotta dry out some.
I love that.
You know,
big cakes.
Big cakes. Okay. Can't drink water. So again, on Tuesday, says Rav Yosef, what do you do usually? Nosin et chometz. Usually you pour the vinegar. V'acharkach nosin es hashasis. Then afterwards, you throw in this concoction. Ah, on Shabbos, meaning what's the shinui? Flip around the order. On Shabbos, no sin es hashasis. First, you put down this flour from kali, oil, salt. V'acharkach no sin es hakamach. And then you put in the chometz. Sorry, that's the chometz. That's the kamach. You can tell yourself for 2 hours last night, right? Afterwards, you put in the chometz. Okay, fine. There's a case here that, while it's interesting, I guess we should, I don't know if we necessarily need to read the case, of Levi Breda Rav Huna. Okay, well, I guess we'll just read it quickly. Levi Breda Rav Huna Bar Chia. There's a case of Huna Bar Chia. Ashi Chia the Gavla Devei Nashe. So he, for whatever reason, saw the mixer of his father's Devei Nashe, the house of his.
Probably a person
in his father-in-law's house, maybe.
Your father-in-law's house,
right, exactly. Benashe. Yeah, you see that? Okay, good. Deka Gabil, this guy was taking care of, I guess, of the hired help, was taking care of the animals. What would he do? He was being Gabil. The suffer the Torah, he was feeding the animals in this manner. So what did he do? Batishbe, he kicked them. Asa avua, the father came to him and said, "What are you doing? Your father-in-law, Mishmi de Rav, in the name of Rav, that you're allowed to do it. Who was this? Umanu. This is like a bracket, I guess, in here. Avirma Baraba, that was his name. Fine. That what? Govlin. You're allowed to be Govel, this concoction, to give it to your animals. However, you're not be allowed to masifin. You're not allowed to, like, there's another way you'd force feed the animals, not put the food down their necks or something, which would, like, they could choke. And I guess they would, even to a little calf who did not learn how to eat yet, you could kind of force feed, even though you might be worried that he might choke and die. Let the first feed these animals, that would be permitted to do on Shabbos. Okay. And how would you, and how would you, again, going back to our case of, how would you be good for them? You do a shinui. What's a shinui? Ech meshanei, marav, yomar bar shlema, mishmei daba, yeshtiva erev. How would you mix it? Do a shinui, shtiva erev, that's this. So what is that, like, what was that, crisscross or something? Is this shtiva erev? Some type of, so meaning when you be goyvel for the animals, you need to do a shinoi. So then on this they say v'halo marav shapir. That's a pretty lousy way to mix it. It's not going to be very effective. It's not going to be very helpful. So he says, okay, marav Yehuda minaro l'kli, period. What could you do instead? Minaro l'kli, like shake it, pour it out in shaking, combine it like that. Is you're saying mixing with shiva. Meaning you have to do this type of shinoi. So there's two possibilities of a shinoi. Shiva erev, or do some type of mixing. You know, if you pour things onto each other, kind of, you can mix it that way as well. Okay, fine. Is that the end? Yeah, because then it goes back to the topic. Okay, meaning what the issue with force feeding is a matter of is it extra tircha that you're doing on Shabbos? That's like the that's not really our topic at all. I just wanted to see from here that you're allowed to do with the shinui. That kind of proves it. Fine. Let's do a quick summary, and then I want to ask you, what is the machlokes between Rebbe and Rosh Bar Yehuda? So So what do we see from here? Let's go through our categories. Category A is Bar Gibbol. Category B is love Bar Gibbol. Category C is nothing. Right? We don't even consider that needed. Okay? On something which is a Bar Gibbol, Rabbi Yossi says, what can't you do? So that's the case of flour. You would not be allowed to even add water. On Rebbe. You can't add water. According to Rabbi Bar Yehuda, what can't you do? Need. Can you throw water onto it?
Yep.
Yes. Even on flour, like a Bar Gibbol. So much is a, oh, what about a shinoi? Well, according to Rebbe, nothing to talk about, because you can't even add water, so making a shinoi is not going to help you. What about according to Rabbi Bar Yehuda, can you do a shinoi?
Or what?
On this dough. What the answer was no. We know, because it's the Raisa, right? It's going to be the real McCoy. So doing a shinoi, a little bit at a time, not going to help. Oh. What is it which is a love Bar Gibbol? Your chassis concoction, your Mursan concoction, all these, right? Either one that you're feeding to the animal, one that you're eating yourself.
The only difference is you could pick up a shino.
Oh, so on that you could be. What about. Okay, hold on. Rebbe. What does Rebbe say?
No difference.
What?
There's no difference.
So he's going to... Ave and Raka. Right. He might say there's a difference between Ave and Raka. Now, here's my question. What's that going on? That was going on food for... Which type of food was Ave and Raka going on?
Mursan.
Shassis, it seems. No? Is it Shassis or Mursan?
Mursan. No. Kali.
Kali.
Yeah.
So that's Shassis. So that's food for who?
Yeah.
People. What would he say about food for animals?
Should be the same thing. Why'd it be a difference?
Okay. This can get complicated. This is not so simple. I'll tell you why. This might not be a lush thing. There is a problem of tircha yisera for animals that are not needed. Meaning, if...
That's
okay? That's a curveball. What?
Like it's very intertwined with us. Like,
yes, right, because it was an animal. Okay, so if you're going to tell me, so here we go, Mr. Chicken, Mr. Animal, right, bird or chicken, whatever. If you eat more sun, Mr. Animal, right, by me, okay, so are you ready? I actually, according to what they say, and again, I'm just taking what they say at face value because I'm not an expert, maybe you guys are experts, but apparently when it comes to a chicken, you're not allowed to mix it at all. Do you know why? It's a tircha yisera.
Okay.
It's a tircha yisera to mix. You know, it's always funny. Why can't you pour water on... You know, like, on Shabbos, on Sukkot, you're not allowed to... Or Yontif, in fact. If you want to put your Arba Minyan in water, the water has to be from... Well, Shabbos, Yontif. The water has to be poured from before. Right, if I take my Arba Minyan, I come home from shul, first day on Yontif, I have my Arba Minyan in my hand, I want to put them in water. So I'm not allowed to put them in water unless the water was poured beforehand. Like a vase. Like I'm in a vase.
What's the reason?
Tircha Yisera. That's the way, even in contemporary society. So... What I'm trying to say is that we're not allowed to do tircha yisera. So for an animal, so since a chicken will eat it anyways, you don't need to be govel it, right? With a shinu. Because remember, what did we say? When it comes to, what did he say you can do, Rabbi Yossi Bar here, when it comes to, what's the language here? Avalo govli. No siman the morsan. So how come it doesn't say in our Mishnah, avalo govlin, sorry, govlin with a shinu? Our Mishnah just says, no sinman the morsan, you're allowed to add water. But the Mishnah says, lo govlin. Why doesn't it say, you're allowed to be govlin with the shinui? It doesn't say that. You follow?
Right.
If it, because what's it talking about? Tarnagolin. This is a very interesting diuk in this Mishnah. It says that everyone, says that you're allowed to add water to the morsan. We concluded, whose opinion is that? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. But then this mission also says, Logovlin. Question. Question. I have a question. Can I do the shinui? If I can, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah? It seems to be an emphatic water you can throw on in Govlin. Why doesn't it say Govlin the Shinui? Didn't we just say you let me Govlin the Shinui?
The Mishnah doesn't mention Shinui.
Okay, so you could say, okay, this is talking to them, forget, this is not the realm of Shinui in here. Others say we're talking about, no. It says what it means what it says. You can't do the Shinui. Do you know why? Because a chicken, when a chicken eats, and it pecks like this, guess what it's doing when it does that? It's mixing it up. Since the chicken will eat it that way and will stir it itself, you shouldn't do it for it. Why? There's no reason to be govel with the shinui. You know why? Because it doesn't help the chicken. The chicken will either do it by itself or it's edible. The chicken will eat it without it. It just needs a little bit of water. If you throw water onto it, that is enough of soft. That's enough of the softening process. You don't need to smear it in a little. Either because the chicken, when he eats it, peck, does it itself. Or it's softened enough that it's combined enough a little bit that it'll eat it itself. But when it comes to a human being, come on. This kali, the shasis, we need it mixed in, we need it. We need it that way, we won't. So because it's machal adam, on a love bar gibbol, a shinoi is permitted.
We have higher standards for ourselves than animals.
First of all, that is true. We do eat higher quality. By the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it started in Gan Eden, it started that way. What was the food of animals in Gan Eden? And what was the food of humans in Gan Eden? Was there a difference of what we ate in Gan Eden?
I think it was the same, right?
You think it was the same? What does the Chumash say? I'm not so sure it was the same.
Was he a co-parent?
So convenient, I can use a sitter for this, because it's on the leaning of of the day we finished the Torah. What's the language of what do we eat? What do we eat? What does Hashem say? Look what it says. Ready? Esav. Vayomer Elokim. Hinina says to Lachem, it's called Esav Zerazera, Shopene Kol Arts. And I've also given you Eight the Shabbat Pre Eight Zerazera. Lachem Yalochla. You get to eat it. However, or it's called Yerek Esev Lochla. We eat fruit. They only eat Yerek Esev. We get to eat Esev Zerezara and Priet Zerezara. We have different foods than animals. It's a pasuk in Chumash. We don't eat animal food. I'm going to eat grass. I'm going to have tomatoes. Maybe it's not tomatoes. Right? I don't know. We have to eat. What does it say here? I'm just talking about his chumash. So it does say.
We can't also eat animal food if we want to. We have.
For sure.
Animals can't eat our food.
So, exactly. They get to eat Yerek Esev. What's Yerek Esev? Maybe vegetables. I don't know. What's Yerek Esev? Vegetables? Is it just grass? Okay, I don't know, right? So green grass, right, so it's hard, you know, it's really hard to kind of extrapolate. But whatever it is, there's a difference. They ate Yerek Esav. We get to eat, you know, apples, fruits, pre-arets, peros ha'ilan, right? Okay, so I'm trying to tell you, so when Eli asked the question, the answer is yes, we eat different than animals. So when it comes to the animal food, if it's edible for an animal, but you have to feed your animals. The moment it's edible, you don't need to make a delicacy for your animals. Because to go from edible to delicacy requires effort. That might be usher to do on Shabbos. Because that's additional, unneeded. And that's, by the way, that's called in Hebrew, Tircha Yisera. And that's forbidden on Shabbos.
But not for yourself.
Oh, but it's not edible for me. So it's not Tircha Yisera. It's needed Tircha. It's not Yisera. It's not edible. I need to put in that effort to make it edible. Therefore, it's permitted. You follow?
I feel fairly confident that there's some things that are two criteria. You've got them.
The Mishnah mentions a whole bunch of them, of course. But I'm trying to say is that it's not edible yet. Since it's not edible, you're allowed
just different amount of tircha there.
Right. Exactly. So again, what's tircha yisera for betzi the cow might be needed for bracha the isha. Okay. I tried to use the same letter, whatever. I don't know if that works so well, but okay. Does that make sense? Is that? Oh, barakah. That's right. If you don't read it as baraka, so it's bracha. There you go. That's where I got it from. See, psychologically, it was in my head. The word bracha was in my head. It's the without a balmasora. How you know how to pronounce it? Maybe it's bracha. There is a difference between ba'ava and bracha.
Baba could be baba.
What could be what?
Baba,
right? Baba. Okay. Baba. Bubba. It's Bubba. How do you know what it is? Okay, fine. So let's go back. So that was an interesting diuk that we had from animals. Now let's go through. Hang on. Did we take it both ways? Did we take it on both sides of the equation? We did. Okay, what would Rebbe?
We didn't do
Aven Raka. So let's do Aven Raka. So that's referring to.
I don't buy that. I'm sorry.
What? Okay. What would Rebbe say on Aven?
The Bracha was.
Would a Shinu help with an Aven? It appears not.
One whole thing.
Only time Rebbe would permit it is if it's.
I don't think it's true.
Love Bar Gibu. Not Bracha. Baraka, Shinui. What about Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda? He would say, "Love Bar Gibbon." Ave, Shinui, permitted. However, the question is, what type of Shinui would be permitted? There are those who want to argue that not all shinuis are created equally. You get it? Shinui and equal. Okay, it's a bad job. Right? Some shinuis are equal than others, right? Because how can they be equal? They're shinuis, they're different, right? That was a joke. Okay, fine, it's a bad joke. But what do we see now? Which one do you think is if you had the category shinuim, I have a shinui called Al Yad. I have a second shinui called first do chomet, flip it around, right? Chomet, shashi, I have a, what's called instruction change. I also have shiva erev. And I guess you could argue.
There's one more.
I've been. What was there? But that's stirring.
I think there are people
that think
they're related.
Shavu v'shavu v'shavu. Well, Aven Baraka.
Naro
would also be an example. Which do you think is the greatest shunei of all those, and why are you arguing that?
Not Aliyah Aliyah. It's like the same action, just slower, right? Like if you actually change the actual action, like maybe Shasi Da'ar, it could be greater Shinoinity.
Did you say you're saying this? Shivarev is greater Shinoin? So again, you have Shiva Erev. Pamachas Rashi says Molich Hamakel. Pamachas Molich Hamakel. Si Pamachas Erev. So you do this one. That's this. You have the pouring, which seems to be the same to Vishinui, right? Just the one's practical, one's not practical.
Minaro would be
actually
shake it.
Sorry? Minaro?
The before,
I meant.
pour or shake to be with Nair or something?
So shake, it's shake.
Shake.
Sorry. Who meets Arev Melev, right? And it shakes. Yes, sorry, it's shake.
But it's also liquid. It sounds like it's just like four. I don't know.
What does Rashi say?
I mean, Rashi says.
Minaro Likli. Oh yeah. No, it's almost as if you're pouring into each other.
Minaro means to shake, but it sounds like.
But it sounds no. But it's Likli. Doesn't it sound like it's what's it called though? What was that? I thought it was shake.
I think Minaro means a shake.
I think Minaro means a shake.
The llama is turning off.
Yeah, I think it means a shake. That's what I. I wonder if it's machlokas, if it's shaking or pouring. Who's they? Who put a bit? I don't know. Okay, so by the way, that's exactly my like this. Is it shaking or is it pouring? There you go. Okay. I guarantee you, it's probably, I can't say I looked into it, but I have a feeling it's probably Machlokas in the postgame what it's referring to. I'm not sure it matters, by the way, to be very honest with you. I don't think it's a real. I don't think there's nothing. Meaning, is it one exclusion the other? One love the. I don't think it's a love the Africa. Yeah, no. I get it. What does Rashi seem to imply to those two? Mixes by itself. Okay, I'm not so sure. I'll look into that. But thank you. So, we only have a couple minutes, like four. So, let's just talk about this, and then this will be a good place to end. Because I'm not here next week. During Shir, I'll be on an airplane. Yeah, I'll be in an airplane. Actually, you know what? This is a big Nafka Mina for the following week because of exams. The 8th. We have 8. Generally speaking, it's machlekes if we do it during exams or during winter break, depending on people's schedules and people from out of town. Hang on, let's spend 3 minutes on this, and then we're going to pause to figure out if we should do it on the 8th or not. Here we go. What's the machlokas between Rebbe and Rosi Bar Yehuda on the definition of lash? What do you think? What's the machlokas between them?
Rebbe and Rebbe Yosi Bar
Yehuda. Yeah, over definition of lash. Rebbe holds that throwing down the water. Whereas Rosi Bar Yehuda says no, not a problem. It's only a problem if you're goyva. What might be the machlokas between them? What are they arguing on the definition of lash?
We discussed, like, is it just adding the ingredients together that could become one, or do you actually have to get the final product of one?
Right. It seems like that combining, right, it appears that for Rebbe, it's just bringing two items together, but the violation of lush.
Yeah, two items that could become.
That could become, that have the potential to come together, is the problem. No, just because the potential come together, you have to actively transform them into gushachas. That seems to be the machlokas between them. Okay, so there's more on that, but we don't have enough time. Let's end there for today, and then we're going to talk about the scheduling for 2 minutes, and then there'll be another shir.